Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Penny. Hour. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, our unbelievable crew, whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, friend of the show, Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1, will stop by. We'll talk to Danny about his Chicago Bears. We lost to Green Bay over the weekend, heading into Sunday's game. I didn't do Bears-Browns, by the way, right? I missed it. I skipped over into my notes. Oh, I'm going to do that here. I totally missed a game in the preview of Week 15 when we did the It Moved version of the version of It Moved earlier in the show. I'm actually going to do that right now. I have a strong take on that game on the Bears and the Browns. So Chicago is a 7.5-point favorite. Did I missed a couple games here in my notes. I didn't do the Chiefs and the Chargers either. Guys, are we are people on the show paying attention here? I'm on the high wire. I'm falling to my death here. I just need to see this here just for my own edification in my notes. I guess I screwed this up. That's my bad. Couple games that we still need to hit here. I'll do these very quickly, and then we'll get to some basketball. So Chicago's 7.5. I'll be really quick. Chicago's 7.5 against the Browns. Total of the game is 39. This is going to be -10-degree wind chill in this game on Sunday. It's going to be insanely cold in Chicago. If you go to this game, I'm going to salute you here. Salute you on going to this game. Our friend Sam Paniadovic tweeted from his Twitter account at SB Shoot. Anyone going to go to this game, if you got free tickets? I'll take it a step further. Not only would I not go, let's say I don't live in Chicago, but Giants game. Not just free tickets. If you gave me $1,000 to go sit outside in -10-degree weather to watch a bad foot, and the Bears are good, to watch that game, I would say no. I don't even know if I do it for $5,000. I hate sitting out in the cold. I've done it for some Giants games. I never want to do it again. That's a no for me, dog, big time. And as far as betting the game goes, think about how the Bears like to play. They want to run the ball down your throat, right? Cleveland's defense is pretty good. Does that strike you as a team you want to bet laying more than a touchdown? Not me. Browns were a pass for me in that game. and Chiefs Chargers. Actually, I will save my thought on that game, and I will get to it when we talk about the NBA coming up in a moment here. As weird as that sounds, I promise that I will make that make sense and save my thought on the Chiefs and the Chargers for a couple minutes from now. And now we've hit on every single game in Week 15. So Danny Parkins coming up in 20 minutes. Best bets for tonight will close the show 40 minutes from now. Big stories of the day today. Philip Rivers gave his press conference in Indianapolis today. Shane Steichen saying that Rivers could start on Sunday regardless of Riley Leonard's health. Riley Leonard full practice today on Wednesday for Indianapolis. My guess is, an Odyssey Sports insider, NFL insider Brian Baldinger joined us last hour. Baldy said the same thing I did. He thinks Rivers is going to start on Sunday. So do I. Not a guarantee. I would say 51% Rivers starts on Sunday. So slight lean for me towards Rivers starting. Baldy thinks if Rivers starts, the Seahawks will blow them out. I think if the number is like 14.5, I'd actually consider betting Indianapolis in the game. The context that I keep giving, Max Brosmer and the Vikings closed 13 on the road at Seattle a couple weeks ago. Now it's Rivers and the Colts, and it's impossible to price this because we've never seen it before, and the number is going to be 14.5 or more. It'd be a small bet for me on Indianapolis, mostly because I want to root for Rivers. And if they cover, I want my souvenir t-shirt. Like, I survived the Tower of Terror at Disney World. I survived laying Philip Rivers in his first game back, being retired for 5 years on the road in Seattle against Mike McDonald and the Seahawks. And just to throw this out there, Rivers last started a game in January 2021. I looked this up. Does anyone want to guess what the number one song in America was January 2021? Anyone want to hazard a guess? The answer, just because I don't know if anyone else, Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, which I actually believe is one of like the great pop songs of like this decade. It's actually, she's got some really good songs. Now, maybe you're someone that's turned off politically by her. She's very outspoken politically. And if that's the case, perhaps you also have a strong opinion on what happened January 6th of that year. We can leave all of that alone as we continue talking sports on the show. I just found that funny. But Driver's License is a terrific song, regardless of how you feel about her and her politics. A great, great song. And the number one movie in the country in 2021 was The Marksman with Liam Neeson. I've actually never heard of it. And it was number one. I don't know, man. I was probably smoking a lot of weed at the time. I don't know what to tell you. So Philip Rivers may start on Sunday for the Indianapolis Colts. The other big story in sports, the University of Michigan firing head coach Sharon Moore with cause for engaging in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. I think it's actually starting to come out now that up and look like we don't want to speculate in the moment because who knows, but he's obviously like he's hooking up with a female staff member is what's happening, right? Like, I think that's pretty much come out now. So they fire him with cause. Biff Poggi will be the interim coach. He was the interim coach for a couple games this season when Sharon Moore was suspended for Connor Stallions and that old chestnut a couple years ago when Michigan cheated en route to a national championship. I'm not criticizing them. I would have done the same thing if I were them. So Sharon Moore fired. We're way late in the game here, obviously, for Michigan, who maybe Wink Martindale will be named the coach. Maybe Poggi's just going to coach them in the bowl game coming up against Texas. We'll see. But Michigan obviously up against it a little bit. And will Michigan be able to retain the services of stud sophomore quarterback next year, going to be sophomore, Bryce Underwood, who could be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft in a couple of years. So that, I think, is the biggest thing to happen with Michigan. Is Bryce Underwood going to stay? Because you know around the country right now, schools with big NIL budgets are going to be coming for Bryce Underwood because he's got that type of upside. Bill has been putting like all the scuttlebutt and the salacious rumors from this Sharon Moore stuff in the chat. Like, Bill, I can't say any of this stuff on the, it's all like, it's nothing that, and no one's ever heard before, but like, I can't say any of this stuff on the air. Just like what the rumors are about the situation. It's nothing terrible. It's exactly what you expect, but like, I can't say any of it on the air. So we'll move on here. You bet on this Wednesday. All right. Couple basketball topics for us to hit. We'll start with last night in the NBA Cup. As the Orlando Magic go down 18-2 to begin the game, Femi bet Orlando in the game. Femi says on the air, oh man, I kind of regret this bet. And I said to him, it's early. And we were both right because Femi agreed with me. Because the Magic come back to win 117-108. Desmond Bain, 37 points, which just in a really fun, like numerological, that's a word thing. That's Desmond Bain's third 37 point game, not 37 or more, exactly 37 point game since November 28th. It's December 10th. And Orlando gets this done last night and beats Miami, despite obviously first game without Franz Wagner. And Orlando has had a tough go of it injury-wise here, right? Like, Paolo gets hurt. Paolo comes back. Now Franz Wagner's hurt. Jalen Suggs has been in and out of the lineup. They can't get everybody healthy. And I think, you know, when everyone's healthy, people are going to really like the Orlando Magic. I think the upside of this team is pretty high. My takeaway from this game with Orlando against Miami last night is kind of like Orlando is kind of a little bit Heat-esque in the way that they don't let things like get to them, right? Like another injury to a star player, they keep on chugging. This is like, it's not like Heat culture. I don't really want to call it that. But Orlando's kind of got a little bit of that toughness about them now, right? And you got to give Jamal Mosley a lot of credit for instilling that in them. So I give the Magic a ton of credit for winning that game last night, advancing to the semis in Vegas this Saturday, where they will play my New York Knicks, who destroy, ransack. It's a good word, right? Ransack the Toronto Raptors last night on the road, 117-101. We told you yesterday on the show, Matt Moore bet it. He was our guest yesterday from the Action Network. Femi bet it. I bet it. Loved it last night. The Raptors are not the same without RJ Barrett in the lineup. As crazy as you think that might sound, the numbers bear it out. It's the truth. Jalen Brunson, 35 points. Absolute monster. OG Anunoby on the defensive end is a menace last night in the game. The Knicks are now 17-7, right? And I'm going to say something now, and then I'm going to kind of not disagree with my own thought, but I'm going to try and make this make sense to everybody. So the Knicks right now are -4 against Orlando this weekend in the semis. It's a neutral court game, obviously, right? The Knicks just played the Magic over the weekend. They beat them 106-100. That's the game where Franz got hurt and Desmond Bane spiked the basketball on OG Anunoby early in the game. Like, he was Rob Gronkowski catching a touchdown and spiking the football. And good for OG Anunoby not, like, swinging it. It was ridiculous from Desmond Bane to do that. And I'm not just saying that as a Knicks fan. Like, watch it. It was like, there was no need for it. Magic kept the game close, though. I think I'd actually take the points with Orlando. And I think the number's going to go up. I do think that. I actually don't even know if I believe this. I'm thinking about it in the moment right now, right? Because last night was the first game without Franz. This will now be the second game without Franz. Maybe this is just the Knicks beat him. I was considering betting Orlando in the game. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'm thinking about it now in the moment. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I do think the Knicks will win and advance to the NBA Cup Final, where they will probably get annihilated by the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is what I think is going to happen in the NBA Finals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I do think the Knicks will make the NBA Finals. And the big sports take, and there is a betting application of this also, which is to bet the Knicks to win the East. There's actually no excuse for the Knicks not to win the Eastern Conference this season. None. As long as the starting lineup's healthy, same thing we said about them last year and for a couple of years now. If they're healthy entering the postseason, they are the team in the East with the highest upside. And I'm not just saying that as a Knicks fan. Like, it is the truth. It is. The Cavs are scuffling, 14-11. They've kind of devolved into Donovan Mitchell and the Mitchets. That's kind of what they are. The Celtics are playing way over their skis right now. I don't take the Celtics seriously as far as like winning the East. Pistons feel like they're a year early. The Raptors feel like they're a year early. Maybe the Magic can get it together. The Hawks are going to have to figure it out with Trae Young back. The Knicks are actually the best team. They actually are. I think they're going to the finals. I do. I think they'll lose to Oklahoma City, but I do think they'll get there. And I'm telling you, Rex, I'm thinking about this in the moment. I actually, as crazy as this sounds, like I was ready to be like, hey, I kind of want to bet Orlando. And then like, well, second game with Franz being out, maybe the Knicks are just going to blow them out. So, you know, I like my Knicks. I promised earlier in the segment that I was going to talk about the Chiefs-Chargers game when we discussed the NBA, and probably made no sense to people. I'm going to make it make sense right now. And this will kind of give away my opinions on the games coming up tonight in the Western Conference and the NBA Cup. As the Lakers host the Spurs, and unfortunately Victor Wembanyama is not playing, which sucks, because this game would have been so much fun with Wemby playing, with like a berth in Vegas on the line, right? A trip to Vegas in the semifinals. Lakers out to 7.5, 241.5, and the Thunder, a 2-touchdown favorite against the Phoenix Suns. And I'm just going to do a refresh of our friends over at Basketball Monster, who do a great job of updating the injuries. Devin Booker ruled out for the game tonight, so Devin Booker will not play. I don't know what's going on with like my odds board here, but I've been having difficulty with it all day, where like I can't get all the sports on the screen at the same time, and it's really frustrating me. Okay, here we go. Thunder 15.5, Lakers 7.5 are the numbers. I think the Thunder are probably going to cover. I think the Lakers are probably going to cover. But the Spurs now have Fox and Stephon Castle and Dylan Harper all back. Maybe the Spurs can keep it close. So here's what I want to do. Even if the Spurs keep it close, like the NBA knows where its bread is buttered, right? The NBA is going to want Lakers Thunder on Saturday. And why wouldn't they? No college football, no. It's a huge showcase for the NBA on Saturday, for the NBA Cup semis. You've got the Knicks in one game, even if the Magic aren't like a huge draw, no disrespect to them. You got the Knicks in one game, and then you have Lakers Thunder in the other. Like, that's awesome. So even if this game's close, you're going to see like Luka shoot 500 free throws tonight. I think the Lakers are going to win. And maybe the Suns can cover. They've been very plucky this year. Matt Moore talked about that yesterday on the show. But I think the Thunder will win. And by the way, improved to 24-1, and they're going to win 74 games this year. And I've been telling you since the start of the season, they're going to win 70. Now, a Lakers-Thunder moneyline parlay, you're still laying like minus 200 for that. But if you add the Kansas City Chiefs just to win on Sunday against the Chargers, Chiefs money line Sunday, Lakers and Thunder money line tonight, about plus 120 at BetMGM. Pay me, bitches. Coming up next, Danny Parkins joins for First Things First on Fox Sports 1. College basketball and bets will close the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DeAnna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.